wind may be blowing, the ice may be falling, but the action on the hardwood is more important than ever. It's a battle for the top of the Greater Thumb East as Harbor Beach hosts the Sandusky Redskins. Good evening and hello from the shores of Lake Huron, Harbor Beach, Michigan. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and to the right of me, as always, is the one and only Coach John Moody.
Clark, I believe the groundhog has been messing with all of us. I mean, nothing is the way it's supposed to be. Ever since he went ahead and predicted an early spring, even in the GTC East, every week provides an upset, and the coaches are going, here we go again. But anyways, it's great to be in Pirate Country.
Four of the seven teams in the Greater Thumb East are all within one game of each other, with each of them trying to grab that first place spot. The Sandusky Redskins enter tonight at 4-3 in divisional play. Harbor Beach a game ahead of them, tied for first with KPAC. Tonight, a very pivotal game for the entire East Division.
You got it. Brown City Sandusky only being that one game behind. KPAC is tied with Harbor Beach. It is exciting because every game now is a must-win game for every team that's in the Greater Thumb Conference East.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the 7-7 Sandusky Redskins and the 8-6 Harbor Beach Pirates, with just 2 weeks remaining in the regular season. The WLW Sports Network season continues in the Greater Thumb East from the home port of the Pirates. You're listening to your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
It's like a second Christmas. Tax season comes around, most of us already have planned what we're going to do with it. Maybe pay off an old debt or get some new toys. But what about updating that kitchen you've been talking about? Or some new cabinets for the bathroom? Let D&M Cabinet Shop help you create something special. Take your hard-earned dollars and put it into an investment that will last.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Prairie Road.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need a switch to the talk of the thumb.
Have you heard that Thumb Cellular is the best cellular service in the Thumb? What about their crystal clear service wherever you travel nationwide? Or what about their selection of the latest smartphones and accessories? If you've been holding off on switching carriers or upgrading your old phone, what are you waiting for? You don't have to wait anymore for the big summer or holiday sale to get great savings on phones, plans, and more. Just visit thumbcellular.com/deals. There's always a great deal every month. And if you'd rather shop in person, stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular, and you'll know why they're the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Talk of, talk of, talk of the Thumb.
Oh, baby, I have sinned.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, D&M Cabinet Shop, More Motors of Caro, More Shoreline of Sleepwing, Ramsey Fairhome, our family is serving yours since 1948, the Elber Insurance Agency of Port Hope in Harbor Beach, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, and Sure, better health, better life, are you sure? Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor at the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It was on this day in 1896 that what was once known as the Western Conference was formed by seven universities across the great Midwest of America. Representatives from each college met at the Chicago Palmer House and hammered out the structure of the oldest U.S. collegiate conference still in existence. Now, 122 years later, the Big Ten Conference, as it's known as today, has doubled in size from the original seven schools to its present-day 14 members. And tonight, your broadcast team is one who has made it to collectively nearly every campus of the Big Ten. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney.
I'll tell you what, I got a question for you, Clark. Is there ain't going to be any fight songs going to be invented tonight or something? Because, you know, that's basically the story I have for you, is that we're talking like the late 1890s.
Yes, 1896.
And the two bitter rivals were the University of Michigan and the University of Chicago.
Yes.
And the coach, of course, was Amos Alonzo Stagg for the Chicago Maroons.
Can't say I knew that one.
And
okay.
Fielding Yost was the coach for the Michigan Wolverines.
Of course.
But in 1898, it was little Louis Elbel, not too known, a music student at University of Michigan, saw a great come-from-behind victory in the last second where Michigan took the victory away from Chicago. And on the train ride back, he wrote a little diddly called The Victors.
What is it with back then? Michigan State's was written on the ride home from Wisconsin on the train after a big victory over Wisconsin.
See, this is great stuff.
There you go.
You know, this is what why the tradition of the Big Ten is so important. But anyways, we kind of wonder who the victors are going to be tonight.
Well, and this is what you don't get on any other broadcast, John, as well. A history lesson to go along with the sports broadcast. Well, this week was the second straight week of the basketball schedule that did not cooperate with Old Man Winter, or I should say the other way around. Believe it or not, but the MHSAA tournament begins in just 2 weeks from Monday. Most of our area teams will still have six games to squeeze into the final 17 days of the regular season. That includes weekends, with Harbor Beach and Sandusky both being in the same boat.
I'll tell you, I have no idea how the athletic directors of the area are going to go ahead and reschedule these games. So as far as I'm concerned, on to districts.
Luckily for us, our doubleheader week of basketball broadcasts went unscathed miraculously. On Monday, we found ourselves on the complete opposite side of the thumb in Seawing for a matchup between the NCTL's best, the Kingston Cardinals, and the GTC's best, the USA Patriots. It was yet another dominating performance by the USA Patriots.
It just goes to show you how the best of teams can lose their composure against USA's quickness.
Final score in that one was USA 58, Kingston 39. But tonight is a rubber match in the Greater Thumb East between the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Sandusky Redskins.
Before we get to the rubber match, there is a side note to make late to everyone. Last night, Kingston was visiting the Flint International Academy. Phoenix, that's what they're called, right? Two-way tie, of course, you know, on the line, right?
It's not the University of Phoenix.
Could they pull it off? And they did.
And they did, yes.
Two-point victory for Kingston. And so that loss to USA was probably a catalyst to that big game that they had last night. So
yeah, it was great to see that.
Congratulations to the Cardinals.
Great to see that. And when we return, we'll have a look at the 2019 Sandusky Redskins and see if they'll be able to return the favor and win on Harbor Beach's court tonight. It's all right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Seawing, or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb, it's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back, because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?